Well, welcome back to ValleyHoopsInsider.com, and we're talking with head basketball coach Darren DeVries of the Drake Bulldogs. They're a 10 seed in the NCAA tournament and playing Thursday in Omaha. And Darren, thanks for joining us. And my first question is, did you have any kind of notion about where you would land in terms of seeding or those kinds of things? How tightly did you guys look at that and have any idea?
Yeah, the seeding part, we felt like we were probably in that 11 to 10 range. I thought with some of the games, maybe even yesterday, that might have bumped us up to that 10 spot. I don't know that, but that's kind of where we thought we would be, somewhere in that range coming into it. And, obviously, I had no idea where we were going to end up, but the fact that we ended up in Omaha and 2 hours away is awesome for us and our fans.
Yeah, I when they said Omaha, I thought, are you kidding? I mean, that's spectacular. Tell me what it was like today. You're in that room with fans or whoever you were. I think you guys had some kind of a watch party. What's it like when they finally show your name up there? And then, of course, I don't know if you noticed this on the show, the video feed from your place, they went to it, and it was a test pattern. So we don't have any idea how you guys celebrated.
Yeah, your name pops up. It's a quick. Everybody's excited, and then about 2 minutes later, that's over, and now it's it ends very abruptly after your name is announced. But then it's time, like, everybody scramble mode and start working on usually flights, but for this one, buses and hotels and tickets and things, and everybody starts scrambling and getting those things figured out, and obviously coaches were. We're scrambling to get some tape.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, you guys were about the 1, 2, I'm going down the list, 3, 4, 5, you're the sixth pairing mentioned, and kind of anticlimactic. I mean, you're all geared up all day, we're going to have this event, and then, well, it's over, just right at the beginning.
Yeah, they put it up there, and then, we do a little brief, kind of announcement afterwards, and our guys go sign a bunch of autographs and things for the kids that all came, and so that's why it's all fun. But as you mentioned, we didn't even watch the rest of the bracket, so until a little bit later, didn't even know who was in and out and where people were going.
How crazy or how fun will it be? You mentioned Omaha's close, but it was also home to you for a long time. How fun, familiar will that be for you?
Oh, I'm incredibly excited. I can't wait to go. There's so many people that are going to be attending the games, those that aren't able to follow Creighton out to Pittsburgh, that are going to be in attendance. So they can just keep their blue on, and instead of chanting CU, they can chant DU.
That's spectacular. Somebody posted yesterday something about the Greg McDermott coaching tree, and they listed you and other coaches that are highly successful. And give me one or two Greg McDermott kind of – this is lesson number one that I really learned from him.
I think lesson number one is keep it in perspective. Like, he's such a positive person and has such a positive outlook. He's able to kind of, put stuff away pretty quickly. I think he's terrific at that. One of the best I've been around. I'm not as good at that. I'll hang on to it for a while. I was telling people the other day, like, even, last year's Miami loss, or I can name, certain losses that they'll hang on for 5, 10, 15 years. So I think I still got some work to do in that department.
He still needs therapy. When I think about, as you're going to Omaha, and I think about Creighton had a great seed and Oregon's in the tournament and you guys are in there. There's just a rich history that has come out of that program, isn't there?
Yeah, there certainly is. And you think about, Coach Altman and the success he had there at Creighton, and now obviously at Oregon, and Coach McDermott and what he's continued to do and taking it, even another step when going into the Big East and what they've been able to accomplish there. So just, incredible tradition there and just great people and fans and such a basketball community.
You get Washington State, and so I guess you could call Dana and get tape from him, but do you know anything about the Huskies at all? I mean, obviously you're a basketball fan, so you might know something, but anything that you've learned already?
Yeah, they have, they had a good year. For one, they win the Pac-12 regular season. That says a lot right there. They're a really big team. They I think 2 through 5 are all 6, 8 and above. So they'll do a little mixture of man and zone throughout the game. But like I said, I haven't dug into them yet, but that's the initial thoughts on them. It's a good team, big team. So certainly will be a challenge for us.
And I know you're not looking beyond the Huskies, but the way it all broke out is that if you happen to win and Iowa State wins, you get them in the second round. That would be you. I know you're not looking at that game, but it in the back of your mind, that's got to be an interesting thought.
Yeah, we'll worry about Washington State first, but I know yesterday watching Iowa State this weekend and stuff, just enjoying watching some of those games. Wow, are they good? Especially on the defensive end, they make things very difficult for opponents.
Third tournament now, Darren, in like the last 4 years, and two in a row. Last year, you guys were a 12 seed. Any thoughts about these are the lessons I've learned. How do we succeed in this event? What are the things that, man, I wish we hadn't done it that way, and I think we'll do it this way now in terms of preparation or travel or whatever?
Yeah, I think the two things I thought, even for the conference tournament and NCAA tournament, I think number one thing is just make sure that it sounds like, well, duh, everybody should do that. And it's like, no, you have to make sure you're engaged in the moment of playing basketball and not just, taking the first 10, 15 minutes to like get past all of what's going on around you. And then, oh yeah, I gotta go play. So making sure you're just all about competing and being ready to play at a level that you're going to need to do to try to win a game like this against, really good teams.
Final thought or two, when you get ready for this, and obviously I know it's special playing, doing this with Tucker and all of that, but taking that step up to the national stage and the extra media exposure and all the extra questions, even when you were at Arch Madness, I mean, you got guys like me bugging you, but then all of a sudden you have CBS bugging you and all of that. Is it more difficult to push that away, compartmentalize that, get that done, and still get your own work done and focus?
I don't think it's too much, really. Especially for someone that's been there before, for some of our vets, it's probably, it's not routine necessarily, but they've been interviewed before and stuff like that, so they get it. Now, some of the guys that haven't been there, it's a little bit of an eye opener because there's certainly a lot more cameras, a lot more eyes, a lot more people. You can feel the energy, from that standpoint, but. I think that all kind of works itself out. Again, I think it's all about the message you continually give to your team about, whether it be in a film session or a walkthrough or whatever. And you can tell when they're locked in and really laser focused on what they need to do.
Well, I'm trying to connive my way to Omaha, so hopefully I'll see you later in the week. But appreciate your time tonight. I don't want to take up all your time. I know you got a lot of studying to do.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Harry. Hopefully you can make it.
I'm going to try. That's Darren DeVries, the head coach of the Drake Bulldogs. Thanks for listening. And remember, since you've been there, make it a better place. We'll see you again real soon.